So hello, welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is so inspirational. He speaks and he travels and he teaches people about athletes, and he was a professional athlete himself. I am very delighted to have with me, and we're going to tell you a little bit more about, he might even share where he played. So welcome, Corey Jackson. How are you today?
Hi, Erica. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad to meet you. And so tell me a little bit about this, like helping people work with athletes. Like what kind of gave you the inspiration for that whole business model?
Yeah, so the name of my company is Quirks, and we're a private app for professional athletes. We really focus on connecting athletes and brands and companies in ways that allow them to work together and just creating new opportunities. So the idea came to me basically off personal experience. It's so difficult to find just real opportunities that make sense most of the time for us as athletes. We get bombarded with a lot of different type of suggestions and just ideas and things like that. And so I wanted to make sure that we can have a process that connect athletes to real opportunities that's going to allow them to be able to thrive and grow, just from an entrepreneurial perspective as well. And so that's where it came from.
Straight out, I did this thing one time. It totally reminds me of that. And I called it Jobs for Busy Moms. And my kids were really little, and I understood all these people put these big carrots of work from home. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were pay us $99 a month, and then you can get this, and then if you do that, then you can maybe get money.
Right.
So many of the things that were presented to moms to work from home were really about making that company money. They weren't about like really something that someone could do and make money from it. So it seems
Real opportunity. Yeah.
Where you're like, okay, this is the offer. How fair is that? You know, how well does that respect the athlete, right? Like, how does it take their needs into account?
Absolutely. And obviously, you know, athletes have such a small window to be an athlete and to take advantage of just the platform that they do have. And so you don't want to waste it on this frivolous opportunities that are not going to benefit you in the long run. A lot of times people don't realize how fragile an athlete's career is and how short it could be. So you don't want to spend a lot of time doing things that are not going to add value to you.
I have to ask you about your start. You know, your story is so compelling. And I want to tell you guys, Corey is on LinkedIn, and just go get his videos. Go listen to him. I don't even care what business you're in, because if this doesn't turn you up, if this doesn't inspire you, honestly, tell us a little bit about that beginning.
Yeah. My whole story is all about picking yourself. I never was the most likely person from an academic standpoint, from an athletic standpoint. Grew up with, not having a lot. Struggled through high school, didn't get offered any athletic scholarships, was working at Walmart. One day got fed up, bought a one-way bus ticket to this junior college in the middle of Texas. Didn't enroll in the school, wasn't applied to the school, didn't know anyone at the school. Just hopped on a bus, two-day bus ride, showed up, told the basketball coach I wanted to play basketball. He let me come into the gym. I dunked on three guys, and he said, hey, you on the team, you don't have anything to worry about.
First he says, you know what, I got 26 guys, right? First he's all, you know what, I'm full. And then he watches you for 5 minutes, like, you know what?
And you're right, Erica. Like, it's funny how you can turn a no into a yes. I mean, literally, he told me initially that, I have 26 guys on the team. I don't have any positions. I don't have any scholarships. He told me every no that he can tell me.
but like, I don't want to hear that.
But at the end of the day, like, you get the final say. And that's why I say you get to pick yourself, because for me, it was just showing up and showing him what I was capable of doing. And it didn't take long for him to understand that, this was different. And I was not willing to leave without that scholarship.
That whole philosophy of when something seems like a no, and then you can morph it into opportunity. It's something that really I found when I started talking to people without prejudging everyone I talked to. Like, they're going to be a no, they're going to be a no, they're going to be no. Oh, I want to talk to them. When I started putting my messages out differently, it was so surprising the people that were a yes. It isn't always what you think, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And then also, like, with no's, I learned not to take them personally. Sometimes we take it so personally that it ruins our drive to keep going because we, like, are devastated by the no. But you can't take it personally because, you know, really they don't know you and you have to prove yourself every time. And so it's your responsibility to continue to prove yourself so that you can get the yes that you're looking for.
So how did you get from community college in Texas to the pros?
Yeah, really interesting. So I earned a scholarship to the University of Nevada when I left Ranger College. That was the name of the junior college I was at. And I played basketball there, and I was one of the top rebounders in the nation. And so I had this excellent basketball career at the University of Nevada, averaged a double-double. I'm thinking I'm going to get drafted into the NBA, but I don't get drafted. Okay. And so I have this thing where I say,
draft
day comes. No one calls my name. And so, but I get invited out to LA to play in the pro league, to have an opportunity to play in front of a lot of the scouts so that I could come in as a free agent. Did really well, didn't get selected, right? And so I went back to the University of Nevada because I still had some time left to finish my degree.
Right.
And that's why I tell people every disadvantage is your advantage. I wasn't great academically, so I was really slow. Reading was a big problem for me. And so for that reason, I had more school left to do. And because I had more school left to do, one of the football coaches said, hey, man, you should try football. You have, you know, more time left in school and you could, you know, you should try it.
Eligibility, right.
So, yeah. And so I did. I went out, tried it, was horrible at it. Didn't do well at all. I mean, it was so bad that a group of my teammates kind of pulled me to the side and said, hey, listen, you got offers to go play basketball in Europe, man. You should go do that, right? And so I ended up getting my first tackle the last game of the season, right? And it was just this is a funny thing because after that, I'm focused back on basketball, and one day I get a phone call, and it's one of my football coaches, and he says, hey, man, I have 30 NFL scouts up here asking about you, and they want to see you work out, you know? And it just went from there. I did a workout, and my phone started ringing off the hook. Agents started calling. It was just amazing that experience happened. And I tell people all the time, man, less than, you know, 5 years after, you know, deciding to change my life, get on that bus and take that chance, you know, I ended up in the NFL, right? And, you know, living out a dream.
Team?
I'm sorry?
Tell me your team.
Yeah, so the first team I signed with was the Cleveland Browns.
I know, I'm behind you.
They probably could see, like, the big jersey in the background.
I love them if you draft them.
Yeah, and so I went there. Phenomenal experience. Obviously, it wasn't as great as the fact that we wasn't winning much, but it was just a phenomenal experience to become a pro athlete. And then from there, I ended up signing with the Denver Broncos, which was a phenomenal experience as well. But the underlying theme is always you can pick yourself. You don't have to wait for someone to pick you for you to accomplish things or for you to be successful. You just don't have to wait, you know.
So pick yourself. I want to circle back to people who pitch services to athletes. So let's say one of my listeners does, healing work for trauma injuries or something, right? And she wants to get, like, hired. Not by a team per se, but by how would she, like, position herself to be seen by athletes? And I know you did, like, a video on it. Like, it was something like, offer something they need right now. I don't remember the details.
Yeah. I could tell you exactly. So you have to bring an opportunity or something that they need, right? And it's going to solve an immediate problem. And so typically if you want to work with an athlete, you want to address something that's urgent for them, something that is immediate, which what that does is you get their ears now, right? They want to listen because they know, like, this is urgent. And so when you're talking about physical or body, and so if you have an athlete that have certain things going on and you're saying, hey, we can provide a solution for that and we can do it right away, that gets their attention. The next thing is just not having a whole lot of expectations, because people kind of start bringing pressure on athletes to, you know, work with them. And so you don't want to create that type of environment where it's pressure, because we're getting hit from every angle all the time.
It's kind of like the attitude of, well, it's kind of like for me when I assign someone to my podcast program, like, I'm not attached if they say yes. I'm joyful if they say yes. I want to help them make a podcast. But if they say no, I don't, even if someone chooses a different way of getting a podcast, if I wanted to serve the services but didn't get picked, you know what? I'm still going to promote it. Like, I'm still going to be like, hey, good job. I'm so glad you're expressing your voice, you know?
Right.
So I stay in that place of, like, not really being attached. Like, if I'm the right person, cool. But then
absolutely
not burning bridges. So sounds like that's a good way to go. And I think that's probably true with almost every business, every entrepreneur, is not to take the no's personally or the, yeah, stay even. And what else? There's one more key point.
I think we're back.
All right, we're back.
Yeah.
So maybe since we're, there was another key point. Oh, be different, something like that.
Tell a different story, right? And this is for any type of business venture or endeavor you're trying to do. People get tired of hearing the same things over and over and over again. It comes off as disingenuous and not authentic. So you want to tell a different story. You want to give it to them in a more creative way, a unique way, something that captures their imagination.
Right. So we're getting close to the edge. So how do people find you besides on LinkedIn, which, by the way, you should go to his Corey Jackson on LinkedIn and just go listen to some of his videos, because that's
definitely.
Where else can we find you?
But check out quirks.com, and that's Q-W-E-R-K-Z, quirks.com. And that's where, you know, you can kind of learn more about Quirks and what we do and how we work with athletes and brands alike. And then also, you can find Quirks on IG, it's Quirks app on Instagram, as well as Twitter, the same thing, Quirks app.
Okay, I love Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Yeah. I have to start following you.
Yeah, definitely follow me, and I'll follow you back. And all of you guys, you know, if you follow me, I definitely follow you back. I love to be inspired. I love to be around entrepreneurs. So awesome. I look forward to connecting with all of you.
Thank you.